Welcome to the Messenger Insight, a vidcast outreach of the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. In this edition, we feature the new movie, Heaven's Rain, featuring the life and times of Brooks Douglas, his sister Leslie, and the murder of their parents. Welcome, Brooks. We're glad to have you today on the Messenger Insight. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you.
On September 14, 2010, Carl Hinton at the Oklahoman wrote these words, quote, "The movie depicts the October 1979 night that two men shot to death Richard and Marilyn Douglas at their rural home near Kingfisher. Brooks Douglas, then 16, his sister Leslie, 12, survived being shot. Brooks and Leslie went on to testify at the murder trials of the two men, Glenn Burton Ake and Stephen Hatch, who were charged with their parents' death. The bulk of the film," she writes, "however, chronicles the lives of Brooks and Leslie Douglas after the murders." Brooks, it's been 30 years. How's your life changed since that time?
There's nothing, the same about it. I remember thinking, reflecting on that night, you know, over the years, and thinking that when I walked out that door, I had my sister, and I had no shirt on, had jeans, and I had one shoe on my foot, and thinking that 95% of my life I left in that house. We no longer lived there again. We sold most of what we owned at the auction, including the house. My mom and dad stayed. I had dogs that I raised and trained, and wound up selling all those off within the next few weeks and months, and really not knowing what I wanted to do. I just turned 16, and not really having a direction. I guess I feel like I knew what I wanted to do up to that point, and I had a direction, but it all became about surviving first of all. Getting my sister to help, and then start healing from the wounds, and then just figuring out how simple things like how I was going to pay the bills and finish high school. I was supposed to graduate that year, and so I feel in some respects like it's taken me to the last 3 or 4 years at least the last 10, certainly, to get to where I have a better handle on what's going on in my life and being able to do, like I'm really doing what I want to do.
Well, as a missionary with the Foreign Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, as it was then termed, your father often made long, extended trips into Brazil and into the areas of that country without you.
Yeah.
And many scenes of the movie show that. But one day, the time had come, and you were able to go with him. Well, let's take a look at that.
All right.
Sorry I get mad at you sometimes for being young. I guess these people really need you.
I'm sorry. I have to be gone so much. My grandfather owned a chain of pharmacies, and my father took them over, and they made a lot of money. They wanted me to take over the family business too. But I knew when I was 16 that I was meant to be a minister.
What happened?
Well, they were really mad at me. In fact, my grandfather disowned me.
What's disowned?
He wanted nothing more to do with me.
Did he ever get over it?
No. But I still loved him. And I really believe he still loved me. He just let his pride get in the way.
Do you ever want me to be a preacher?
Only if you want me to love you. I think every father hopes his son will follow in his work. But I really want you to do what you love, what you're good at, and like to do. That's what I've tried to do.
I like to fight.
Except fight.
So we could have been rich, huh?
Yeah, but I can't believe I get to do what I do. To help people and tell them about the love of Christ and live with my family in one of the most beautiful places on earth, least touched by man, where God's handiwork is most pure. Go to sleep.
Well, that is Richard Douglas. That is Brooks Douglas playing your father, Richard Douglas.
Yeah.
Daddy. Remember that night?
I remember it very vividly.
Where was it? And what did you think about looking at that?
Oh, man. That was one of the coolest nights of my life. You know, I looked forward so much to being able to just spend time with him and to see what his days were like when he was in the Amazon. And before we went, he would, he'd always bring back one, a destroyed vehicle, because the roads were so bad, and he'd have it tied together with his neckties and shoelaces and whatever he could find, baling wire, whatever he could find to tie the vehicle back together. But it was always loaded down with food, with animals, I remember a gigantic turtle he brought, bags of crabs and shrimp and goats and chickens and ducks. I mean, he'd bring everything back. You know, he'd bring back bows and arrows and spears and all these decorative masks and things that the indigenous Indians would give him as a gift because they didn't have money. And so I was so excited to go with him and see it for myself. So it was a lot of fun, but also really getting a more clear understanding of the work he was doing and why he was needed, why it was necessary, and the fact that the people really loved him and responded to him.
Well, let's watch another scene. October the 15th, 1979, changed your life forever. And let's take a look at that all this time together.
How you doing? I'm looking for a fellow who lives around here named Mike Mitchell. You mind if I use your phone?
Yeah, sure.
That's right this way. It's kind of. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, now. You know what this is all about.
No.
All right, let's move it! Come on, get up. Get up! I want you to tell me where all the telephones are and all them little secret hiding places.
We don't have any hiding places.
Well, you're gonna show me anyhow. Come on. Come on.
Obviously, remember that time as you were walking in the prison there to see one of the killers. What were you thinking when you realized that you were about to be killed?
Well, I remember there were a few weird moments before that. I mean, I can remember, saying the words or hearing the words come out of my mouth, you know, please don't shoot us, please don't kill us, and yeah, there, and it was for real. You know, I've thought about it times since then where you say, you know, there's not many times you can say something like that in a joke, but to be laying there and realizing that somebody has the power over your life or your death, whatever their whim might be, and trying to persuade them that there's no reason for them to do that. And I don't, I didn't ever really believe that I was gonna die. And I do remember a couple of moments. There was a moment where after I knew my dad, I wasn't gonna be able to do anything to help my dad. And there's another little clip in the movie where I actually say, you know, I looked at him and thought maybe he's the lucky one, you know, because he didn't have to worry about any of this anymore. He didn't have to worry about the bills. He didn't have to worry about, you know, keeping the members of the church happy, and he didn't have to worry about getting up and waking his lazy son out of bed to go feed his animals at 6 o'clock in the morning anymore. And there being this moment where I remember asking myself, you know, what's so great about life that I should get up and keep going? And I remember laying down for a minute and thinking nobody'd ever know if I, you know, I just died of a gunshot wound and then realizing that as long as I could draw breath or as long as I could move a muscle, I needed to keep trying. And you know, that was a moment where it was like feeling an engine rev up. You know, all of a sudden I was moving again, I was breathing again, and then I got up and decided to live. But I don't know that I ever thought I'm going to die here. I always felt like, in fact, there was another point where I remember telling my dad right before he died, and this is in the movie, you know, I said, it's okay, Leslie and I are going to be all right. And I was trying to, you know, just trying to let him know that it was okay for him to let go.
Well, years later, the youngest senator in Oklahoma history stood in the chamber, said these words.
Senator Douglas, would you yield for a question?
Do I have to? Can I debate the bill?
Senator, debate comes after the questions.
Senator Douglas, congratulations on getting your first bill to the floor.
Thank you.
I appreciate your passion and your idealism. But have you thought about how these provisions will add time and cost to a criminal justice system that already takes too long and is too expensive?
Yes, sir, I have.
I'm not finished yet, Senator. You know, once you've been here as long as I have, you'll find that sometimes you can't always get a good result with good intentions.
Well, Senator, I am sorry to hear that you've lost your passion for good intentions. See, I think of people like Julie Mitchell. Now, Julie was a 17-year-old high school student who was raped. And her mother, Kate, is with us today, was handed a bill for $500 for her daughter's emergency room exam. Julie was courageous enough to go and testify against the man who raped her. Only Julie was gunned down in the parking lot. That happened because there was no one there to protect her. The provisions of this bill could have kept that from happening. Now, I want you to tell me, how much does that cost her family and her friends and all of us who now have to be afraid whenever we speak the truth?
Oh, actually,
I'm not finished, Senator. I believe in the rights of the accused. But I also believe that victims and their families should have a voice in our system. This is a system which literally steps over the body of the victim to then read the criminal his rights. This bill just seeks to balance the scales. Scales which have for far too long weighed heavily in favor of the criminals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those wishing to vote or change their vote, chair is preparing to close. Close the roll. Senate Bill 456, having received 41 aye votes and 7 nay votes, I declare the same to have passed. Welcome to the Senate, Senator Douglas.
Young Mike Vogel playing the young Brooks Douglas years ago.
Yep.
There, top tier actor you secured for this film. Congratulations. Well, what did it feel like when you passed that bill? Did you ever have doubts that it would pass?
I did. At times, there were a lot of provisions in the bill, and there was sort of something for everyone to hate. And so depending on your perspective, whether it was judges that thought things would add too much time, or prosecutors that thought it would add too much time, or thought it would add, again, as the senator said, too much expense. But we were able to keep it moving through the process, and kept it alive all the way to the governor's desk. So, and he eventually signed it. So I was happy.
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on this this movie as well.
Thank you.
If people want to know more about Heaven's Rain, where do they go, and where can they go to see it?
Well, heavensrainmovie.com also has information about the showings and where and when. We've also, right now in Oklahoma City, we're showing around Oklahoma, but the Harkins Theater in Oklahoma City, we're starting at Quail Springs Mall, the AMC theaters. We have UConn, one of the theaters in UConn, I think it's a Dickinson Theater, Tulsa, Dickinson Theater, and in Bixby, and then also, what's the other one? The AMC Theater in Tulsa. So I think we're also in Kingfisher, and we'll be adding theaters as we go.
And plans for a nationwide release at some point?
Absolutely. And we're probably looking at later this year. We'll be going into Texas in the next few weeks, and then making sure we're in good shape and that we've got our process down, and then we'll release it nationally.
Brooks Douglas, thank you for being with us today. It was our honor to host you today.
Thank you, Doug, very much.
And thank you for joining us today as well. Please keep in touch with us via BaptistMessenger.com for the latest news. And make plans to join us for the next Messenger Insight.